A group of West Papuan independence activists has been flown to Papua New Guinea after arriving in Australian territory seeking asylum. In an exclusive interview with the ABC, one of the asylum seekers says they were initially told by immigration officials they would be flown to the Australian mainland. But he says once they were aboard the plane, they were told they were being flown to PNG instead. Well, joining us with more is our PNG correspondent, Liam Fox. Liam, what exactly did this man tell you?
Well, his name is Jacob Mundabayan. He's a member of the West Papuan National Authority. He and six others, a group of seven in all, five men, one woman and one 10-year-old boy, they left the Indonesian province of Papua several days ago, crossed the border into Papua New Guinea. They made their way with the help of Papua New Guinean fishermen down to Boigu Island. From there, they were met by officials in the Torres Strait, taken to Saibai Island. There, they say that they applied for asylum because they feared persecution by Indonesian authorities because they'd held a symbolic ceremony showing solidarity with the Freedom Flotilla that had left Australia some time ago to raise awareness of the plight of West Papuans. That's why they fled. After several days of interviews, they were taken to Horn Island in the Torres Strait. Last night they got on a plane. They say that before getting on the plane, they were told that they would be taken to the Australian mainland. But Mr. Bayan says once they were on the plane, the story changed. Here's what he had to say.
When we are in the aircraft, when the door is closed, the guy from the immigration tell us that we are not going to the mainland, but we are returned to the PNG. I am asking them why, but their answer, because that's what their boss or the head office or anything like that say, that because that's what the country decide. We are so sad and the driving us crazy and we all cry. We are so upset. Yeah.
That's Jacob Mundabayan from the West Papuan National Authority speaking there, and joining us on the line from Port Moresby is our PNG correspondent Liam Fox. Liam, just to clarify, did the group specifically request asylum in Australia?
That's what they say. They said that when they were interviewed by immigration officials in the Torres Strait, they requested asylum in Australia because they feared persecution because of this ceremony they'd held a couple of weeks ago showing solidarity with the Freedom Flotilla. They said that one of the head men of their organisation received a letter from Indonesian police saying, you know, you will desist, you will not show any support for this group. They said that in their area the numbers of police increased and that's why they fled. So they say because of that, that's why they fled across the border, came to Australia and requested asylum in Australia.
And did they raise any concerns about how Indonesia might react to all of this, to their fleeing?
They did. They, in particular with being sent to PNG as opposed to being in Australia, they say that there are many Indonesians in Papua New Guinea, that they fear that some of those could be spies. They're even fearful that they could be kidnapped and taken back across the border. But mainly the proximity to Indonesia is what they fear.
Do we know exactly where the group is now?
They're at the aptly named Hideaway Hotel on the outskirts of Papua New Guinea, Port Moresby. They were greeted at the airport. They arrived at around midnight last night, and Mr. Mundabayan says as they were leaving the plane, an Australian immigration official wished them good luck. Then they were greeted by officials from the International Organization for Migration, taken to the Hideaway Hotel. They're still there at the moment. They believe that officials from the IOM will be coming back to provide them with more information, but they really have no idea what the future holds.
Has Australia's Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, had anything to say about the incident?
Not as yet, no. And interestingly enough, he's actually in Papua New Guinea. He's here for an official visit. He arrived yesterday afternoon and he's either on the way or already in Manus Island, where we believe he's going to inspect the existing processing centre for asylum seekers there, inspect the site for the permanent processing centre and speak to local leaders about Australia's plans and his plan to speed up the transfer of asylum seekers to Manus Island. But there's been no word from him or his office about this particular issue, nor has there been any word from the Immigration Department itself. And perhaps the most interesting question that needs to be answered is if what these West Papuans say is correct, this is a completely new way of dealing with asylum seekers. In the immediate past, they have been sent to either Manus Island or Nauru to the processing centres there. This has not happened in this case.
PNG correspondent Liam Fox, thank you.